what is happening with U2Gov? It's not going to go black, and we need to make sure that your audience is aware of that. You're not going to go away.
Oh, no, definitely not. You know, as one of the early government 2.0 companies, it's time for us to retrench and make a plan for the next phase, because this industry is evolving so rapidly. There are applications popping out left and right. And, you know, when we built U2Gov originally, none of these existed. And so what we've been doing is taking a hard look at some of the tools and applications that are out there and how we could incorporate them into what we've already started. So as a result of that, there's going to be some times when people will see our website and looking in different stages of disarray.
I see. So you're sort of falling back and regrouping then.
Well, I would say we're actually moving ahead and regrouping. And the reason I say that is that we are already moving into some areas of the government 2.0 space that haven't really been focused on by a lot of people in terms of media and how information is actually delivered once you're to the point that people have accepted government 2.0. It really becomes a question then of what kind of story is government telling and how are they telling it to the people using these new tools.
And what sort of community have you built up around U2Gov? I mean, are there thousands, tens of thousands? What size are we talking of users?
It's pretty small. It's somewhere around 1,000 registered users on any given day. You know, we have anywhere between several hundred to several thousand visitors, depending on what type of news is driving it. And it's always been a bit of a niche site. Most of the people who are users of it are very well educated about politics and tend to be an older demographic, 40 and up. And what we've seen is a lot of advancement and a lot of changes. And so as the CEO of the company and looking at the landscape around us, I decided that in conjunction with being an open source company, that our changes would be out in front. And so that the blog that I wrote was a way to describe what was going on and to let people understand that, you know, we're not going anywhere. In fact, you know, to look for a different website in the next couple months.
It's exciting stuff. When you launched this, and you didn't launch it that long ago, did you have any idea that the evolution was going to be this fast? I mean, you're really drinking from a fire hose at this point.
We launched the website 2 years ago, actually. And that's why we're at this point now, because we were actually early enough that we were on the scene pretty much before there was a business model. And now that business models are developing and things are occurring in the likes of an industry, as opposed to an idea, you know, we decided to take what we've already created and leverage it and continue down a road of innovation and providing new ideas and new technology in this space.
What's really funny is you say, we've been around for 2 years. We've been around a long time. And the conventional wisdom is 2 years is young. And that, I think right there is an indication of the evolution of the process, that everything is sort of slinkied into a shorter time frame.
Oh, most definitely. And in fact, you know, when we started this website, the term open source and government was an anathema. In fact, you know, many people were arguing that I was mistaken in choosing an open source platform because the government would never accept open source as a computing platform. Well, obviously that's all changed.
And
open source platforms are now, you know, considered to be the equal of traditional computing.
And so looking at some of the sites and some of the initiatives in cyber that have been launched by the Obama administration, what's your assessment of the progress they've made relative to the whole cyber evolution in the federal government before them?
I think it's a very difficult question, because on one hand, they've made tremendous progress. They've opened up people's minds to accept this. They've changed budgets so that starting in October, you know, a lot of federal agents are going to see money flowing towards social media where before they hadn't. At the same time, I think that there is a tremendous a possibility of having a lot of unfunded mandates where, you know, there's a lot of fancy tools and techniques that people love to talk about, but the reality is if it gets funded or not in government. So you know, until the money is actually there, I question how much of these are just great ideas and how much are going to be, you know, executed and deliverable And that's something that helped people deal with their government better.
Well, I mean, data.gov is up, and that's been up now a year, and it went from nothing to there's almost 275,000 data sets on there. And now it's been funded by GSA. I mean, they were kind of appropriated by the Office of Management and Budget. They grabbed GSA and said, you're going to build this, and they have. And there's a lot in there that appeals both to the technical community and to people that just want information about government. So judging from something like that, it looks like it's has some permanence because the site is almost self-igniting.
Don't get me wrong. I'm one of the biggest supporters of this industry, and I think that, you know, we're headed towards a place where Government 2.0 is possibly going to be the largest framework of the social media, you know, the whole social media scene, simply because of the size of government and the amount of information and people involved. I think that data.gov is a great example. And I will also point to the fact that they're only a year old and they've already gone through three revisions.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. As a website.
That's true, yeah.
And our website is 2 years old, and this will be our first major one. So I think that's some context that helps to, in all of this, you know, to make people understand what's going on with GovTogether. And also, I look at it, you know, I stepped back a bit and I did not go to the Gov2 Expo this week. I wanted to see what was going on. And one of the things that I'm very proud of, having started Gov20 LA in February, was it was really initiating a conversation about the role of people in all of this, and that the fact that this is all about culture change. It's not just about technology and data. And that culture change is getting people to accept that sometimes they're going to be getting mentored by somebody 20 years younger than them. Or sometimes they're getting into a world where there's going to be language and technology that they've never seen or heard before. But if they don't learn it, they're going to lose their jobs.
Now, Alan, here's the fun part. I'm hoping that I can convince you to pull the curtain back a little bit and give us a sneak peek as to what folks can expect as this evolution occurs and as the dust settles.
Sure. On my own, I've also started a second company. It's currently under wraps. But I've partnered with Bill Grundfest, who was one of the speakers at Gov20 LA and is the creator of the TV show Mad About You. And we are focusing on a series of downloadable training videos from the internet to enable government officials to manage that change process and to bring Government 2.0 into their workplace in an efficient way. What we're doing is applying some Hollywood production techniques and utilizing the best of the new media tools to create some visual training methods that have never been seen before.
It's going to be very fancy, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really excited. And with U2Gov, the thing that I'm really looking at right now is how to take all these different applications that are out there and make them useful in a single place. Because I think that part of the problem that we face as an industry right now is, you know, multiple levels of platforms, multiple levels of applications, and it's going to be a point maybe 6 months from now or a year from now where there's going to be so many options out there that it's actually going to be hard to choose.
Okay, Alan, those are all the questions that we have. Is there anything you want to add before we go?
I would like to add, first off, thank you very much for having me on your show. And also that this is a very exciting move for us because it really shows that the industry is maturing and that as a company, you know, we've been around long enough to see a lot of those changes. And as one of the innovators of this industry, I am particularly excited because I see so much excitement right now, and that excitement is leading towards action, not just leading towards talk.